Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. We make it a priority to educate our patients and our community how to stay healthy. With podcasting, it has allowed us to do this at a broader level by going from video to audio and many different platforms besides just Facebook, Instagram, and a website. So podcasting has allowed us to actually build our reputation up and our brand as health educators, not just as chiropractors. In today's talk with Odin Marketing, with Josiah, I go through our steps, how we started back in 2016, and how we progressed to where we are now to educate our community and our patients how to stay healthy. Let's go right to the talk, and we'll wrap it up after.
So, this is episode one of The Marketing House.
Yes,
so,
I like the episode one.
No, you're actually one of the guys. I'd already been doing podcasts for personal pleasure.
Yes, I've seen a plethora of yours.
I'm not telling anybody the name of that one. not professional. It is different. You told me how you were doing it for your business.
Yep.
And it made me think, like, why am I not doing that? Because I'm doing it for so much content creation, and it's so easy.
When you say easy, did it take time to build up the art of doing podcasts?
Correct.
So the sound's good. You're
right.
You can kind of prod your interviewees, your guests, to go, okay, we want to talk about this today. And again, you don't have to be scripted back to back. But what can you do to make sure your content's meant for your audience?
Right.
And you've done that with other podcasts. Now bringing it to your business allows you to, okay, how do you get my audience that I want to see to service and help to understand what I'm doing from a podcast version?
Right.
In my view, what I do is audio, is video too. So a lot of it is, where do they want to see it or hear it or watch it or read it to make it compliant with their way that they can understand what you do?
Yes.
And again, this is Josiah.
Hello.
I'm on the Odin Marketing House podcast today. So just to let you guys know, and I'll put this on Facebook, YouTube, everything else, Instabook and Gram and everything else later.
Yeah, and if you're listening on my podcast, I'm actually doing a few reserves back. So it won't be live on my channel for another month. I'm going to do a few episodes.
That's what I did, same thing when I started my...
Yeah, have a few in reserve. I think that's a great tactic. I think people, they're like, oh, I'll just do this many and it'll be no problem. But you don't realize life comes up.
A little plan.
Yeah.
What happens if you lose your voice?
Exactly.
What happens if you do a podcast and, for example, the sound doesn't work?
Yes, or it's a terrible episode.
You're like,
this, I have to do another one. This, like, tomorrow, who can I get in? And then the quality just drops. Yeah. Or, like,
you want to make sure you, for the first three or four, in my sense, is you want to catch the audience's attention.
Mm-hmm.
And get them to go, okay, I want to hear another one.
Yeah.
And then everyone, what I talk about patients too, and everyone else is, it's not if they're going to listen to it, it's when. And you want to make sure you're there when they want to listen to your podcast.
Yeah. We're going to take a little step back to introduce you to my audience.
Jump forward.
You're Dr. Anthony
Ratkovic.
See, I couldn't say
that. Dr. Tony of
Dr. Tony.
Where, if you know, TikTok, it's Dr. T. Upland.
Oh, okay. There you go. Your handle. Actually, at the end, if you want to throw out all your handles for listeners,
to
see examples of what you do.
Good.
So why don't you explain a little bit why you decided to do podcasting for content creation for your business.
So, and taking a step back from that too, I got into video, YouTube, probably about 7-8 years ago.
Mm.
So I started putting, and I just did it, actually my recent podcast is with Herman, a gentleman I met at the dog park 11 years ago, where he said, hey, do you do websites? I go, from my office, I'm like, I'm not sure about websites. I'm just wondering if I'm starting that or not.
Yeah.
You know, it might be a fad or something. He says, this is 2019, so 11 years ago, I'm a mathematician. It is a while back. So we started doing that together, and then from website to a static website, some words here and there, some content, some maybe small short videos, and from there to YouTube, to where we went to all the way from 1-minute video, actually we had 10, 15-minute videos back then, long-form videos. And myself being a chiropractor, about back pain, about neck pain, shoulder pain, how to recover from this.
Right.
So I would do three written articles, and then one long format video that would talk about all the articles. Now going 2019, now it's shorter videos, doing podcasts, everything else too, because I had enough content to do it. I do workshops at a couple centers in Upland, Ontario, I do. I used to do in-office workshops, also too for my patients, along with outside talks sometimes. Yeah. So I start putting those onto a audio format. Right. I listened to this guy called Gary Vaynerchuk or something.
I don't think many people who are interested in marketing know who this guy is.
At all. A lot of it is he said, hey, the next thing is when I was on YouTube already, had a lot of videos there and Facebook too, and Instagram had started, I think, at that point.
Right.
Exactly, okay, what's the next step? Mm-hmm. How do I get my next audience to go from this? Because I love podcasts myself. Yeah. I'm a podcast freak. When I go work out, when I go for a run, when I get in the car for a long time, mm-hmm. I listen to podcasts. Same. The last at least 10 years.
Yeah.
So I go, how do I get my content on there? So I watched a Google video, and then I listened to this guy, Pat Flynn.
Pat Flynn's awesome. He taught me a lot of things, too.
Well, he taught me exactly how to set up your video to audio to a podcast.
Yeah.
So a lot of it was you have to do your homework mm-hmm. to do it the right way. So once you have a system in play, then you can go from there. I can do this every week.
Right.
And then set a system up for you because it's work.
Yes.
It's not easy. It's work. You know, right. The audio stuff you have to do, mm-hmm. the manipulation sometimes, and sometimes what you think mm-hmm. is good isn't good.
Yeah.
So you have to really go, okay, how do I make sure my system's in play that you do, and sometimes what I do for my video, my podcast too, is do an intro audio
yes.
along with a wrap-up. So that takes time also.
Yes.
For me, I go to the gym, I take my YouTube video, and I listen to it, and I take notes on specific topics I want to highlight in my podcast
mm-hmm.
as part of my post.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another job too. So it takes about maybe to do a podcast from a video I already have, maybe about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah.
For the last 52 plus weeks.
Surprisingly though, for the amount of content though, that's mm-hmm. the part is that from it, it's if you turn it into a blog, if you do a video, if you do audio,
mm-hmm.
It's a lot of content. Plus, if you snip it up a little bit, you got social media.
Exactly.
For an hour and a half of work for at least 2 weeks worth of content, maybe mm-hmm. a week and a half, let's say, if you're really pushing it.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of time for that much content. In reality, I mean, if you're going to design a post for every single day, or
exactly.
that would residually have impact, it would take, you know, 5-10 hours mm-hmm. a week or a month, and that's depending on how fast you are.
And I'm lazy about it. I do it and I go. I'm not an editor and let's go redo that again. Mm-hmm. Let's manipulate the sound, whatever else. Do I go? So a lot of it is. I use my podcast from this week as a full post and also on my social medias, along with a clip from that too in a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I've done it once, I'll use it on all the platforms distributed everywhere to make sure everyone knows where to go.
Yeah.
And rabbit hole it back to the YouTube channel or YouTube video or back to iTunes.
Right.
So you want them to go, in my sense, back to the overall list of podcasts, not just the one you want to listen to today.
Yeah.
So you know how to find you, how to look at the next one, and maybe even intro from my wrap-up, hey, here's my next one, or here's my previous one, if you want to go back to listen about neck pain recovery, or exercise about this.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of rabbit hole wherever I can to make sure people know where else to go.
Yeah.
No dead ends.
True.
Yeah.
The wonderful part about using that strategy is there's like a really, really easy and cheap way to do it.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think you're a little bit above that level.
I'm pretty much maybe an inch above
the easy
level.
Then there's the next step up.
Yes.
And then there's probably where I'm at is a step above that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the like full blown production.
Studio and everything else.
You have to have an employee at that
point. And that's called people.
Yes.
I don't like people. But I like people, but I don't have time to go, okay, go do this for me, and I need it by an hour from now.
Yeah.
I need it here. So at that point, in my schedule, like yours too, we bounce.
Yes.
So I may be good on a Tuesday, not good on a Thursday.
Yes.
I may have this going on, so I have to make sure I can get whatever window I have, I need to get my work done.
Mm-hmm.
Having an employee is great if you can. I just don't, I can't think 2-3 weeks ahead where I give enough work to do to make sure it's done by the time I need it.
Yeah.
You know, so there is a, I want to call it cheap brand, a way to get it done so it's good content. It listens well too. Excuse me. I had someone comment, hey, great video. Sounds a little off.
Yes.
I said, perfect, thanks for letting me know.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I might record, listen to it on my phone, but it may sound different on a computer.
Yes.
So you have, in my sense, I want to make sure I listen to it where people mostly listen to. At that point, I know it's going to be a good sound.
Yeah.
Without that, they're not going to know what we're talking about. They go, okay, I'll go to the next podcast.
Yeah.
Next video.
My favorite thing that I bought for all the podcasting is this, is the Zoom
awesome.
H6.
Yeah.
They're not cheap, but they're also not...
What's worth it.
Correct. It is an audio recorder, and it does a low-cut filter.
Okay.
So if there's like little ambient background, mm-hmm. background
like barking
noise.
Dogs.
Barking dogs. That one's a little harder.
The high pitch.
But AC units running or, you know, things like that, electronics or things
on
like
the
that.
On the background.
It will, yeah. So this is an awesome device, so I highly recommend it. But the nice thing about these things,
the lapels.
Is it's a regular plug-in. You can plug it into your... into your phone.
That's one thing I have not. I had it, one I did master, so I put that one away, so that is good to have.
And these are $30.
Perfect.
And this is about $400 to $500.
No.
They also have a little attachment on the top that if you don't want to do this audio recording stuff, you can just put the little attachment on top, put it right here like a
perfect, like Yeti mic or something?
Basically, yeah. And then it just records right there.
Perfect.
And then you have the audio equipment. The only hard thing to get used to is it separates the audio out individually, so it's not all together, unless you do the top thing.
You just said more work for me. Okay,
yes,
thanks. Appreciate
that. I did. That's why I think that's the cool thing about podcasts and videos and things like that. Like you're live streaming, which I have to edit my content. I have to add an intro, outro. I have to do a bunch of different stuff. Yours is being live right now, which is wonderful.
No.
And the content gets to go out immediately. Mine is like post-dated, you know? Like
yeah.
I'll do it and then I have to edit it, get it ready, you know, make sure it's high quality, post it on YouTube and all those other different channels. Whereas yours, it's just...
Well, I'm going to take this live Facebook Live at that point, put it on YouTube later, and do some editing here and there, very simple stuff, simple title, boom, 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 and then use that down the line. So that's my library of videos that I can pull from my Quay to make sure I have something in for next week and next week and next week. So I have, I want to say, maybe 4 or 5 interviews lined up, and maybe, I want to say, 7 or 8 workshops at least that I've done that I can use if my voice goes out, if I'm out of time.
Right.
So you have something as a backup so no one's missing your content.
I love it. I think there are a lot of different strategies, and you can kind of build this content creation around your schedule, you know?
It is, and you have to be, and I want to say not careful, but in my sense, if I don't have something lined up, I can't sleep that night. I want something to go.
Yeah.
So in my sense, I'm in a routine of if there's nothing going out, there's something wrong, I didn't do something right.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on vacation last weekend, for example, so I did all my work on Wednesday, Thursday morning. It was out ready to go and scheduled to go. So by the time I came back on Tuesday, I had no problems at all.
Yeah.
And I had some problems. There's always a glitch somewhere.
Yeah.
But
I've run into those,
expected.
Too.
It's expected.
Yeah. You're always going to have little glitches here and there. Do you use a platform to send out your audio to all the different streaming channels?
No, I just put them on iTunes.
Okay.
And that's
so you directly plug it in.
I go from, sorry to cut you off.
No, it's fine.
My website to iTunes, and from iTunes to Podbean, which I use.
Podbean. So that is, that's
I use that platform and then bring it back, the audio, to the website. So at that point, that's what Pat Flynn told me to do, so that's what I did.
Smart.
I don't know why, but that's it works.
Pat Flynn also recommends a different one called Libsyn.
Yes,
that's the
one too.
That's the one I use.
I
just like the layout a little bit better. But Podbean is another great one if you want.
And as long as it works. Sometimes I'm busy. If I'm doing it at work and loading everything up to about 4 or 5 steps, I'll miss one step. Next, I listen to it. Why isn't my podcast up? Because I probably missed a step.
Oh, no.
So you have to go. In my sense, I have to go back. So it reminds me to make sure I check the next day to make sure it's on there. If not, I just redo the step.
Gotcha.
I'm not going to kill myself, but I want to make sure it's done properly.
Gotcha.
And going back to your question of why do I do this?
Mm-hmm.
Not because I'm a narcissist. You know, I don't like to watch myself every day, listen to myself every day, which happens because of what I do, but because it works. The last, since 2000, end of, probably middle of 2015, we started podcasting, end of 15, and we've done videos for a long time already too. It allowed us to push our content out more often by having that extra content every week. Mm-hmm. So I post every week on all the platforms about 4 days a week. Mm-hmm. Used to do five, backed off a little bit, but allows people to see me every day. When I go to chamber events, for example, Upland Chamber events, Upland people, is they say, I haven't seen you all month, but I've seen you every day.
Yeah.
Because my content's out there every day. By doing that, even Facebook ads too, allows people to see anyone in my region, my area, exactly what I'm doing. So I may need a chiropractor tomorrow or today or next week, but when they do, or if their friend does, hey, I've seen this guy on YouTube, Instagram, this is his podcast, whatever it is too, they know where to go.
It's awareness.
It's awareness and brand recognition too.
Yeah.
So I make sure the content out there is good, so it shows exactly, even if it's something about walking my dog or just like that, there's something out there that shows what we're doing mm-hmm. in a health sense.
Mm-hmm.
Health is so broad, I can do podcasts, anyone involving health or stress, whatever it might be, to make sure people understand I'm there to help them get better, not about just about chiropractic. I see so many chiropractors in other field too, come to me because I deal with back pain, come to me because I deal with this. I put stuff out there maybe once a week. My biggest self-marketing are my testimonials once a week. Beyond that, it's about content, everybody else. Not about me.
Yeah.
So by that doing that allows me to become more of a broader health practitioner, not just come to me because I'm a chiropractor in your area, here's my number, and I deal with back pain and neck pain.
Yeah.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. I think it's a wonderful strategy. I mean, the more, a lot of the way the algorithms and things work on social media and internet, consistency is really important, right?
Yeah.
It's interesting because you could be only posting once a month, but if you're consistently posting once a month,
mm-hmm.
it's good for you, the algorithms. Now, if you, they do, some say, that everyone's going to argue and say, this platform does this, this platform does this.
That's
and the reality,
work.
It's too much work. Just be consistent.
Yeah.
If people like your content, they're going to come to your content. If they know when the content's going to be there, they're going to pick that time. So finding out systems and methodologies that are easy, quick, mm-hmm. and effective.
That's it.
Like that's what it's all about.
And just
right?
put it out there.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll get maybe one like. Sometimes I'll get 30 likes. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
I just want people to go, this is my philosophy. This is what I want people to understand what we do as an office. At that point, if you want to come see us, great. If not, that's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need someone to go, okay. Because I think it happens to everyone, right? Someone says, hey, your content is this, your content is this, they critique. I'm like, hey, thank you for the critique. I'll try to change it next time. I never do. But because that's about me, not about them.
I like a little critique. My first 5 episodes from my previous, my other personal podcast was, you could hear the breaths. If I just breathe right there, I'd go,
got it.
You could hear that
you
in mentioned
that, yeah.
And I hated it. And I just got really good at, you know, working out the audio noises, and I realized I had the levels too high because I was following other people's advice, but the reality was what it was. I need to play around with things. So when you go to higher levels versus just a stream or just using your iPhone or things like that, which is not bad at all. Like you use your phones. They're so powerful these days, and you can get a lot of content. You have it looks like you have a tripod here with a little
Amazon Joyce and iPhone 11 just upgraded.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
Well,
and the video quality on the iPhone 11 is wonderful.
And realized 5 years ago you couldn't.
No.
5 years
ago,
there was a small little camera I used to use
mm-hmm.
that shoot the video and the audio, then bring it on my phone, then bring it on my computer. So now it allows you to, as you increase your technology
mm-hmm.
and your own personal purchases too, allows you to make your life easier
right.
if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, because my camera is mm-hmm. 4K and it is wonderful quality, but it'll take me anywhere between 5 and 15 hours to export a video, depending on how long it is.
Yeah.
It is intense.
I said when I did my I used iMovie on my Mac, and same thing, I said 1080p, it's going to be about maybe 6 gigs, okay, that'll take maybe a couple hours. 4K, I'm like, I don't have that kind of time.
Exactly.
No.
So at a certain point, you have to look at your value of time.
Yeah.
It, like your computer's going to be sitting out, you know. But if you're using
uh-huh.
an iPhone, it's there, it's stored, it's ready. Drag, drop, put into the stations that you need it to be, and there's no rendering the
video.
Well,
this is 2019, so in 2022, that 10 gigs may take you 5 minutes. Who knows?
Yes.
But can we start the process now as a business, maybe a local business or some looking into social
Correct.
Media? Going back to how social media works for everyone, to learn the basics and right. then build on top of that? Can you learn to use your Facebook page properly? And what I do here is just do it live on my personal, bring it over to my business page down the line, or later today. Mm-hmm. At that point, share it that way. Mm-hmm. And learn as you go.
Yeah.
That point, you're not overwhelmed when you want to do social media because now your business isn't doing well.
Correct.
And all of a sudden, now there's new platforms, TikTok, mm-hmm. Instagram, Snapbook, everything else too, yeah. out there that allows you, that now you're overwhelmed. So can you start small? Okay, I want to shoot a quick video. Make yeah. it 2 minutes. Okay, or you're maybe an audio person. Then you go, I'm going to shoot the video, just use the audio, and it's easy to download your audio to your computer and use that. Cool. But you need to start somewhere if you're a business to get your information out, because how often do you use Yellow Pages anymore?
Yeah.
Zero.
Things change.
Zero. So how do you go now to the next step and build up your ability to and comfort level to understand how can I get into social media and get people to see what I want them to see and hear what I want them to hear? I can do reviews all day long, great, but that's only one platform.
Right.
People go, I don't like Yelp reviews, Google reviews, help me find your content. People watch you every day, correct? Mm-hmm. Is your computer, is your phone, your next TV that shows where you are every day, that's free.
Yeah.
It's free. It takes time and work. It takes your time and you can figure out what your time's worth. But is it worth it to you to start and maybe do a video? And maybe take that video, put it into a podcast form. And from there you go, okay, how do I work this to make sure I have enough, like Josiah's doing too, enough content that's good for me that I feel is comfortable and start pushing that out.
Correct.
But it takes work and time and effort. So learn Pat Flynn, yep. Gary Vaynerchuk, Google, how do I start a podcast?
YouTube,
Google,
yeah.
how do I start a YouTube channel? Find out how to do it and spend time, because that time you're doing is worth it instead of having to go out and talk to people about your business
mm-hmm.
and spending time putting signs up and doing banner ads and putting an ad here and there, spending hundreds of dollars. You spent $1,000 before on Yellow Pages. Instead of doing that, put the money in your time of learning how to do it yourself. Because realize, if I hire someone to do my content for me, it's not me. I can hire someone to actually push it out there and understand what I need to do, but I want people to see my face, my partner's face, my patient's face, because they can correlate and mentally feel comfortable coming into my office. Because they know they're seeing me, not someone else, because they saw a nice picture of this beautiful girl on Instagram
right.
or Facebook or wherever it might be.
Yeah, the clickbait stuff, right?
Exactly, yeah.
yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Tom Cruise pushing Tyra Brad. I'm like, I'm not Tom Cruise. I'm
yeah.
even close to Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
But can you push out what you're comfortable with, your personality, to understand, okay, how to make people comfortable with me? And all it does is take a smile. Smile, laugh a little bit, whatever it is. You show your personality. People love that because you're being genuine. When you do that, maybe in a podcast or a video form, at that point, people understand, hey, this is this person. At that point, do I like him or not?
Yeah.
Not everyone's going to like you. That's just, I'm sorry, mom and dad were wrong sometimes. But can you do something to go, okay, this is me. If you like me, come and see me. If not, go see somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, there's enough people out there.
Yeah, there's enough variety. Mm-hmm. So podcasting, so there's the IAB, mm-hmm. they're one of the advertising regulating bodies.
Okay.
They have like this pyramid that they have. It's like a reverse pyramid.
Okay.
Show pyramid if you want to see
upside
it.
Upside down.
It goes awareness is at the top. Then they have to have the intent. This is the sales funnel,
okay.
by the way.
Got it.
The awareness, intent, research, sales.
Okay.
I feel like this covers like the awareness category mm-hmm. and some research. If you're looking to like know whether your chiropractor uses your service or has the right services or understands,
exactly.
you know, helps them research. And if they have the intent, it'll work them down. What other marketing strategies or things have you tried that are effective for chiropractic specifically? For bringing customers, because once you get that
video audio,
yeah, because once
okay.
you get that awareness, uh-huh. you got to work them down the rest of that funnel, you know.
And my thing is, once you get the awareness, and someone, for example, once they've walked through the door,
before they've even come to your door,
okay.
before they even call you, like,
okay.
what other marketing strategies have you used?
Besides social media, we've used obviously Yellow Pages before too.
Mm-hmm.
And that did work for a long time. If you're in the first page, but you're good. Okay.
yeah.
Pay the most, you're good. Okay. That's all it comes down to.
Yeah.
Pay to play. And we've done some mailers too,
mm-hmm.
which worked for a while.
Yeah.
Email too, which worked for a while.
Right.
Okay. Those are great avenues, even with reviews too. We hit physical reviews on Yelp or Google for the most part, sometimes Facebook recommendations too. That's another way to go, which is great, again, reputation building. And from then using that, going and using that Yelp review or Google review as a way to push that into a video format, mm-hmm. and using it as a post also too. So it, and at this point in 2019, we're focusing basically 90% of our work and our marketing, our people telling what we do on social media.
Yeah.
It's all, it's basically anything on the platforms we have out there and also word of mouth.
Yeah.
And when we first started the practice back in probably, I started in 2005, a lot of it was word of mouth. We looked at our 30 new patients a month, 80% was word of mouth. Now, going in 2019, now it's about 40% word of mouth and 60% is social media,
wow.
Google, Yelp, whatever it is, to Facebook also. But now, instead of seeing 30 new patients a month, we're seeing 60 to 80 new patients a month.
Yeah.
So we've increased, we've doubled our new patients a month, which is our way to see new people, by having more social media out there.
Wow. So the, you're saying the majority of your success, are you doing Google AdWords?
No, we do Facebook ads, exactly.
Okay, you do Facebook ads. How about Yelp ads?
No.
No?
That's too expensive.
Yeah, they get... I'm not the biggest fan of Yelp. I'm probably, being a marketing mm-hmm. person, somebody's going to comment on that.
Well, and my thing is too,
they're,
Yelp
they're
was
necessary,
great.
But...
They were great. I did a full year of Yelp ads
yeah.
in 2014, 2015, because they were about a third of Google ads cost. Maybe I want to say, I'm going to throw a number out, $1.20 per click.
Okay? Yeah.
And back from 2015, 16... they jumped up to the same price as Google, and I'm not going to pay $1.20 a click. On Facebook ads, I can pay about 3 cents a click.
Yeah.
With the right ad, though. Realize it's not
right.
Every ad is different. Again, doing the work, I put ads out there for the last 3 years, and some ads are like $4 a click. I'm like, get mm-hmm. the heck ad out of here. I can't afford that. So I'm going to go down, okay, what works for people, and what works for me is entertaining. How do you entertain an audience? Mm-hmm. At that point, show them content that's going to help you people understand your business.
Yeah.
And that's worked for me the last maybe year or so. I've pushed out, as a chiropractor, adjusting ads that you can see at that point is 3-4 cents a click.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. Even
don't tell anybody because they'll push it up again.
Yeah, Facebook ads are generally cheaper.
Yes, generally.
You have to qualify that lead
yeah.
a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
It's the landing page, it's the copy,
mm-hmm.
it's
exactly.
making sure that they know what they're clicking when they click it and that they're going to become a potential customer. It's
yes.
a little bit more work on that end,
but it's,
the cost
yeah.
is way lower than anything else.
But it's like you said, it takes the work of, okay, what's ads going to work?
Right.
How are you going to get to a landing page?
Mm-hmm.
And from there, how are you going to book online? Or how are they going to call you to make sure they know the number to call from that ad?
Correct.
To make sure you get the person in your office?
Correct.
Or make a phone call to your business?
Right. I really like Google Ads. It's one of my specialties.
Perfect.
The problem is exactly what you're talking about. Those certain industries,
yeah.
I look at them and I'm like, how much money do you have to spend? And they're like, $250. I was like, you can't do Google
yeah.
Ads then. And they're like, what? I was like, no, like auto, dental,
sure.
chiropractic
yeah.
is probably very similar.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of other different industries that it just will not work for.
It depends on who it is. You know, you can go even from Google Ads to maybe doing a YouTube ad. Have you done those yet?
The YouTube ads? Yes, I do it for a couple clients.
Okay. And I've heard that's the next thing to do after Facebook ads is I haven't had the time or I've been lazy not getting into that yet. In my sense, I just want to overspend time with that versus Google. But again, it's the same price as Google. It depends where your market is. Like you said, you have to be unique. Wherever you are business-wise, is going to work for me. Nope, what else is going to work? And keep going and going and going until you find what works for you.
Yes.
And using someone like you, what you do already, you're saving that time to make sure you're not wasting your own time doing it.
Correct.
And money.
Exactly, because in certain industries, if you don't have $1,000 or $2,000
yeah.
immediately to drop per month and give it 3 months to
mm-hmm.
work, you're just going to waste your money.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will try certain types of ads, and they don't know that there's all these extra little steps.
Yeah.
I've met a lot of people who do Facebook ads say, oh, they don't work. And I was like, well, what are you doing? Oh, I'm boosting my post.
No.
That's not the same thing. Then you want to be very clear. Boosting a post and Google ad or Facebook ads are very, very different.
Yes. And realize, too, when Facebook says, if you boost this post, you'll get these many people seeing it,
mm-hmm.
they're marketing Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is not to listen to Facebook. Listen to someone who works Facebook,
okay.
understands the work for your business.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like about Facebook, is they'll do that, and go, here's your credit for the month, here's your account for the month. All of a sudden, after the month, now all your money is gone from your Facebook account because they've used it all for you.
Yes.
And they say, thank you, can you put some more money in?
Yeah.
Run your ads.
Exactly. Yeah,
that'd be great.
Just like Google, Facebook, Yelp, they're all their jobs, yeah. they do want to provide relative content to the users, and they don't want to know. It's a good platform, but they need to make money.
Make money off of you. The novice that goes and still boosts post.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, it's not going to hurt you to do that.
Right.
It may make you feel better.
20-30 people. Right.
It may make you feel better, but is it getting you business? Is it a long-term strategy?
Correct.
No.
There's a little bit of strategy behind it. You know, you have to check your conversions. You have to see, a click is not a lead.
No.
Impression
is not a lead.
Correct.
A reach is not a lead.
Correct. I think if you're trying to boost an event or an awareness, if your intent is to let people know you exist versus let them get an actual conversion, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's completely fine. If you're doing a public service announcement, if there's, you know, I see a lot of municipal powers who have water rights, who want to let people know about watering the lawns and things like that. Awareness is all they care about. How many impressions can I get? That's all they care about.
But is that a short-term event or window? Or is that something where you want to build a business off of?
That is a short-term, yes.
Good.
I helped Coachella Valley with their water district.
Nice.
They had a big issue with people leaving their automatic sprinklers on when it rained.
Ah, okay.
And so
I
it was
too. Sorry. Apologize, Coachella.
So they had that issue. So we did a campaign, did some ads. So many people saw it.
Perfect.
It was retargeting pixel, and
how do you do it though? Through Facebook ads?
It was when I worked with Spectrum.
Okay.
We were doing pre-roll videos.
Perfect.
So it was a video ad, kind of a little humorous, just kind of anybody who landed on the page would get retargeted. In addition to reaching out to the mass
public. Was it humorous? Why was humor so effective?
Humor can be effective. I'm cautious about humor.
Yeah.
When you're doing video creation and you want to go towards the humor route, humor is very cultural, age, and demographically specific.
Okay.
You can really screw up. Luckily, the Coachella Valley has a very, very set demographic that has very similar ideals and age.
You need your audience.
Exactly. And you can create that humor to kind of go along with it. Some humor can be seen as crass, or it can seem as goofy, or slapstick, and it can completely.
You can trivialize the actual what you're trying to do.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So I'm hesitant to use humor, but when I meet somebody, I right now have a printer company that I'm. They do printer repairs. They sell printers and things like that. And he's just naturally a funny guy.
I know. Yep, I know.
Oh, you know Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aaron, yeah. That's his personality. That's a great personality. I did a video with Devin, and he is a videographer. He came to my office probably, I want to say, 3 years ago now, after meeting Dr. Bob at a marketing, at a mastermind. And it was a Thursday. And he came, I said, Thursday, I said, how's Saturday for you? It's a Saturday. I came in, I saw about 30 people, did a video and had him set up a room. But he was the star of the show.
Yeah.
He had never been adjusted before.
Oh.
And his personality is very giggly, very like just childish.
You're talking about Dr. Bob?
No, Devin, this guy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
So when I adjusted for the first time, he was just comical. So he used his video.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he is a videographer, ironically enough. And his video went around the world, from the U.S. to Mexico to South America, India, Chile, Russia, and China, and back to Europe. I had over 150,000 views on YouTube from his video.
Wow.
So a lot of it is that his humor is very genuine humor.
Yes.
Genuine and not crass, no cursing, nothing like that, just genuine humor. So that got people to see in different countries.
Mm-hmm.
Understood what he was going through.
Exactly.
But it's catching, and in my sense, and also with video especially, beyond the audio, is catching everyone every moment and taking pics from those people in clips and going, what's going to work for people?
Yeah.
Where's my, like you said, where's my audience?
Mm-hmm.
What's their thought process? If my audience as a chiropractor is between the age of 25 and 45, actually it's mostly female 60-40 ratio, and someone who's active, I'm going to use information and videos and audio to help promote my business to their understanding, correct, to their likes, their activity levels.
Yes. With humor, it's also an art with just everything else. Mm-hmm. You have to practice it. Sometimes, you know, you might offend a few people, and if you're okay with that, that's great.
Sorry.
But I think some people are too focused when they're a business owner or in business and being stuffed up. And, you know, for me, even showing my tattoos for a long time was a challenge because it was like, and people could, I think some people could almost sense that inauthenticity. And then ever since I was just like, I am who I am.
Mm-hmm.
This is who I am. This is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Business has been way better. And the reality is that sometimes with marketing and business, people can smell that inauthenticity. Yeah. So if you're trying humor or you're trying to be buttoned up and it's not you, try something different. Try being you.
And that's the thing, it's one of those things where like attracts like.
Yes.
So when you're someone that is, for example, this owner that is, say, I'm just going to pick a profession, a CPA. My CPAs that I know are phenomenal. Some are just very stiff and tight and very just numbers oriented. If you're like that and you go to someone like Josiah that's, hey, I'm genuine, I have this, what's going on? They're going to go, I can't relate to you. They may want someone stuffy. Good for them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to work with someone like that because that's not my personality.
Correct.
So unless you can adapt, transition to that somewhat, you're going to be fake to you, fake them, so the whole relationship's going to be broken.
Yeah.
You almost want to build a relationship first with a personal relationship, and then how do I do business with you?
Yeah.
And can we work together?
Yeah.
And I think that God being part of the chamber as we are allows to build that first. And then you go, okay, how do I work with them? Because I know they're a good person.
Oh.
I know they're even though I may go for them with this problem, they may have to help me, they'll tell me where to go.
Yeah.
And I think that's the most important thing when you work with someone like that. They understand that they're there to help you no matter what the business is.
Agreed.
It's more of a heart thing, if you want to call it, versus a business thing.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's different though.
Yeah.
Some people like that, some people don't.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, but I think when you get down to it, is can you help everybody, even though you may not have to help them with what you do?
Yeah, there's so much business out there for everyone.
Yes.
You know, when you're like, oh, I'm going to exclude some of the market. It's like, you realize how much market there is. There may be a few industries that there's such a finite amount of people that can use your services, and it's limiting.
Yeah.
But the majority, there is so many people out there. Find the people that you're like.
But, and if you exclude someone, what happens? That person you exclude might know someone who needs, for example, me, a chiropractor, and they'd want to go to you because you've excluded them. So why not just, in not my sense to be a human, just love everybody and go, okay, if they want to come to service, great. If not, I know I'm doing a good job for everybody. You have to sleep all night, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, it's exhausting to not be yourself.
No, it isn't. And like I said before, I did that talk for ROP, a quick video for them. They told me on Friday, hey, just be yourself. Talk about this, and they show up to their campus, and there's a videographer, there's a camera guy, there's a director, and I'm like, okay, whatever. And I show up, and they go, okay, just read from the script. I'm like, what script?
What's a script?
So I did my way first, I did your way, I did my way, and that was me being genuine, and all of a sudden I did it there, when they're like, that doesn't even sound like you. I'm like, let's just go the way you did. I'm like, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And it was, I put it on YouTube, it was comical.
Yeah.
It was comical.
Yeah.
You know, even though I had someone videotape before, but a lot of it is you have to be, in your sense, yourself. When you're confident in what you do, people will see that.
Yes.
Past, once you know your personality in you.
Yeah.
That's all comes down to.
I agree. So we talked about the best things that have worked for you.
Yes.
What types of marketing have you tried or someone sold you or promoted to you that has just tanked?
Waste of money.
You're like, stay away from it.
I should have taken the money and just burned it.
Just put it right in a pile.
That diamond check is cash.
I've done it, and I'm in marketing.
Of course.
So
it's the learning process of learning what to do, what not to do.
So hit me with the money burners.
Anything that I put into, for example, flyers or pamphlets, burn. It just burned for me.
Yeah. I just recently told somebody, like, they're like, oh, shoot, we need to design a flyer. I was like, why?
Yeah. Flyers, anything on paper, burn. Anything you put in the mail, burn.
I have seen some direct mailers work when you do demographics.
Yeah.
And the ROI for the one sale, like, covers all your costs.
It depends on what your sale is, though.
Correct.
What you're selling. I'm selling a $49 exam and x-ray analysis and a $50 visit.
Yeah.
How much are stamps alone? How much is paper beyond the stamps?
Might as well burn it.
Burn.
Yeah.
And that's, I have people want to contact me. I'm gonna send you new patients.
Yeah.
But it's going to be $5 a lead, and I'm going to send you people that need leg amputation. No, I don't do leg amputation.
Yeah.
So a lot of it is and avoiding those issues, doing it myself, understanding what I'm doing, allows me to control all those funnels so the ROI is big, or understand why it's not working.
Yeah.
So anything that is not me or through my office, it hasn't worked, or I haven't given it time to work.
Yeah.
A lot of marketing, what I've seen, takes about 3 months to actually work.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't give it that time, you're kind of just throwing darts at the dartboard.
Yeah. I like to describe it as an analogy of three jars, right? Mm-hmm. And you have all these M&Ms or whatever candy you really like, right?
Yeah.
The first month, you're just throwing them all in,
mm-hmm.
and you're throwing them in the first bin, and you're like, you really like the green M&Ms, so you're trying to pull out the green M&Ms, right? Yeah. And then you throw more in, but you know which way to throw it in, right? So the next one's got a little bit more green M&Ms, M&Ms, right? And then the third month, you finally actually, like, you've got it honed in. You know where the green M&Ms are. You're only throwing green M&Ms in, maybe a few blues.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
So
yeah.
You've got those 3 months, but it takes time to find out where those money M&Ms are, right?
Exactly.
Like, it takes a second.
You can't rush. You got to give yourself, if you're doing your own marketing or someone else too, 3 months minimum to see results. If you want to build up your brand, if you're trying to sell an event or a product, whatever it is, you want to get in and out of a business, mm-hmm. boom, you're good. Mm-hmm. But if you're thinking about growing your brand and people understanding what you do, mm-hmm. and building that.
Are there any specific companies that you would advise people? Because there's a million of them I could probably list off, but are there companies that you'd advise people to maybe be cautious of?
Not really.
No.
No, okay. I think it's, you have to use your own common sense, what's best for your business, in the sense where, can you sit down with someone and go, because I do at least twice a month.
Yeah.
Someone will call me or email me or LinkedIn me and go, hey, I deal with chiropractors, help chiropractors, like, I want to hear what you want to say.
Yeah.
And I take their information and go, I do that already, great, or as it could help me.
Yeah. So, I could try that, or I've got the knowledge or expertise to do it myself, clever.
Exactly.
Or to say, ooh, that is something I can't do, or I don't want to do myself. Let me hire you to do it.
So, and by doing that, that's my, if you want to call it, passive research of what's next,
mm-hmm.
sometimes, or what mm-hmm. I can be doing more of.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it is give people the time of day and realize, if I don't want to do that, can someone else do that for me so I can get the ROI of seeing more people in my sense, of building my business, building my brand.
Yep.
And once when you've been in business for, I want to say, at least 5 years, you know someone's being genuine or not. You know someone's really to help you or not.
Mm-hmm.
And they can go, I've helped this person over here, this person. Yeah, but how are you going to help me?
Correct.
So I always go, okay, I'll give you a chance. Mm-hmm. And what's your expectation? If you're going to a marketing company, what's your expectation in a month from now, 2 months, 3 months? Well, how can you build my business in an authentic way?
Yeah.
So like I said, somebody send me patients and have them call my office to schedule that need leg amputation. Mm-hmm. I don't do that.
Yeah.
So you're making that person go, that dumb chiropractor down the street said he could help me, and he can't.
Yeah, no, that's your reputation damage.
Yeah, now you're losing people to think that you're a good person or not.
Yeah, oh, he hates amputees. it's like, this is wonderful. Yeah, commonly when I talk to people more, especially who are savvy like you, I tell them, I was like, I'm not going to be able to necessarily do something better or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I'll take time off your plate. And people are like, oh, I like that. So sometimes it's not always when companies come to you. Sometimes it's just taking plate, like you were talking earlier. How much time does it take and taking that off of your plate?
So. Are you going to see, and are you going to help me build my brand? Or are you looking to use my people to help, and not use my people, but are you using my contacts and then marketing through them?
Correct.
Or are you going to help me market through me?
Yeah.
Is it direct or indirect?
Yeah.
So.
Smart.
Huh? 2 minutes?
Not a problem.
Cool.
I think it's interesting. I've heard this talked about a lot. TikTok.
Love it.
I just got on there. I'm hearing all the buzz. I'm not entirely sold yet.
Good.
Glad your numbers.
Yeah.
Make me reconsider. Talk about that.
It might be over though. The tide might be out.
It might be out already? It might be done?
Might be done. Might be done for me.
All right. So talk about how many views some of your videos.
I have six videos out there.
Yes.
I have one that only has 30,000 views.
Oh, only 30,000.
I have one that's 1.6 million views. One that's 1.2 million views.
It's ridiculous.
And I have one that's only 60,000 views. And one that's only like 40,000 views.
Yeah. And just being on there, and it's like cracking.
I've used videos before, and I just take 15-second clips of the videos and put them right on TikTok.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah.
But because everyone's so scared of it, I go, great, I'm going to jump on it.
Yeah.
And if it's bad, I take it off.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
You can do, it's called delete the video.
Yeah.
Delete your account if you want to. On Halloween night, I was talking to some kids, hey, you guys on TikTok? Check out my TikTok. They go, they're walking down the street with my candy in their hand going, on their phone. This guy has cool videos.
Yeah.
Dr. T. Upland, people.
All right. Good. So you want to throw out your handles for people to be able
easy
to find
stuff.
You?
Euclid Chiropractic. Phone number is 909-969-3056. Euclid, how do you spell Euclid?
E-U-C-L-I-D.
Chiropractic in Upland, California.
Mm-hmm.
We're on all the Instagram books, all the YouTube channels, everything else. And TikTok, Dr. T. Upland, so far. Okay. All right,
perfect. Well, thank you, everyone. It's been a pleasure, and
thank you. Josiah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. Love it.
All right, thanks, guys.
Keep that.
People learn different ways. With podcasting, a way we can get it out there, our information, our education, way we've built our brand through educating our patients through audio, has progressed from video and from written form. So now people can see it everywhere, anytime. Any place. All right, so podcast is the next step for us, and there'll probably be another step in 5 years from now too. But I'm glad we were on Josiah's in his first episode for his show, Ode Marketing, to allow people to understand how you educate people is how they want to be educated, not what you think is important to you as a business or as a service. All right, so I hope you enjoyed the talk. Again, the talk, the show notes has the highlights of each talk. You can jump right to each point if you want to. If not, again, the show notes has previous podcasts, previous videos of these podcasts. So some of those you want to learn more and educate yourself and get smarter and brag to your friends and family if you want to. All right, so hope you enjoyed the talk. Have a good week, and we'll see you next week.